You're listening to The Conversation on Hawaii Public Radio. Now let's get that Neighbor Island party line going. We're hopping over to Maui, checking in with a dedicated community volunteer, Lucienne Dene. She's in the Sierra Club, she leads hikes, she's been working on water issues for years, and she lives in Huelo. Ever been there? It's between Haiku and Kanai on the Hana Highway. Okay. Lucienne, what's up in Huelo?
Well, let's see. It stopped raining. That's the big news in Huelo. We had three or four long days of rain, which for us, of course, we love the rain because we're the rainforest and it waters all of the native and non-native plants and all of the farms here. But also, the rain means that since our road gets no county maintenance, even though it's a public road, we have the old Hana Highway, the old King's Trail, pass through our neighborhood, and many of my neighbors live along it. And however, we have to maintain it. They weren't designed as modern roads. They were designed as cart trails and things. They're on maps from the 1800s. So it's up to us to, like, go and buy gravel and get machines out and try to spread it and try to keep the rivers from washing it all away when the rains come. And
well, how do you organize yourselves? How many of you does this take?
A road committee, and I'm the co-chair of the road committee, and it's my job to go knocking on people's doors along with my co-chairman, Sharon, and get their contributions. That's life here with very few county services. You know, we have no county water system. Many of the roads here don't even have electricity, hundreds of people. Yeah. There's about 1,000 people that live in our general Huelo area. None of them have any public water system, and none of them have any road maintenance unless they do it themselves.
Oh, what do people do now who live in that area, Huelo?
Well, a lot of people farm. Some people actually grow kalo here, and we recently, after 20 years, got one of our streams restored here in our valley, the Hanehoi Stream.
Do you still have your program on Akaku?
I do.
What's the name of it, again, Lucienne?
Crossroads. Every Tuesday there's a new program, every other Tuesday. Mm. Yeah, I had an exciting program last week. I had on Mike Atherton, who owns a couple thousand acres in central Maui around the Waikapu Stream, and Bobby Pahia, who's the president of the Mauna Kahalawai branch of the Hawaii Farmers Union. And they talked about real farming in central Maui. Bobby has 300 acres that he's gotten from Mr. Atherton on lease. Mr. Atherton is the only large landowner / developers who's planning to develop homes, but also set aside an 800-acre agricultural preserve in perpetuity that's leased at reasonable rates to farmers and provided with water at reasonable rates.
Hello?
I know you guys are still struggling with the old Dole lands and stuff in Oahu. I don't know if anyone's thinking about the small farmers yet. Well, we just had, one private individual who's very community-oriented and who meets regularly with the community.
Now, who's making all this possible again?
Mike Atherton. He is the developer of Waikapu Town.
Did they do it in a nice way?
It's beautiful, yeah. It's provided many opportunities for local artisans. There are all kinds of cute little cubby holes where, artisans can set up and rent a space and show what they make. And they have a farm-to-table restaurant. And he's done a beautiful job of re-energizing the whole location. And eventually there'll be a town built around it with affordable housing, market price housing, some housing that goes for build your own. And Mr. Atherton has met widely with the community for the last 10 years.
Geez, it's so exciting to hear about. And we're going to have to continue to check in with you, Lucienne.
Good. Well, look forward to another time. And stay dry there in Oahu.
That was Lucienne Dene. Her Akaku cable program, fabulous Akaku, you're wonderful. The program's called Crossroads. It will air again and be archived on Vimeo.